Did you know that 7% of American adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows? We've got all sorts of crazy random awesomeness coming up.
We got lots of info, let's rock and roll, it's Did You Know with Rhino.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Did You Know with Rhino. In case you didn't know, I'm Rhino, this is my show, and I know exactly what you're thinking. But we're going to keep on moving past that comment. Yeah. In today's episode, we're going to have lots of fun, and you might even learn something. I know I certainly will. So without further ado, let's do this. Today, in this episode of Did You Know with Ryan O, I am graced by the presence of an extremely beautiful woman who is joining us on this episode. She just also happens to be my wife, ladies and gentlemen, Rachel O.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
Tired?
Tired. Just had dinner, so maybe a little sleepy too.
That happens. After like a nice long meal, you just kind of want to lay back and veg and see what's up.
Yes. I like to do that.
Today we made, tell them what we had for dinner tonight.
Barbecue chicken with yellow rice and garlicky green beans.
Now, garlicky green beans, is that one of your favorites?
Green vegetables that you eat, yes.
Okay, fair. for those of you who don't know, I am a very picky individual when it comes to vegetables.
I saw today online that instead of saying that someone's picky, you should say that they're decisive.
Okay.
Apparently that helps build your self-esteem.
Oh, like we need to build my self-esteem. That's adorable. My self-esteem is already, you know, the size of the Eiffel Tower. So is my ego. That's just me. Anyways, so yeah, vegetables. So you like... adding some, what do you do to these green beans?
I snap off the ends because I buy fresh green beans. And I heat some olive oil in a pan, wash the green bean pieces, shake off as much water as possible, and throw them in the pan. Kind of cook them down so they get a little bit soft. Sometimes they get a little bit black on them, I guess. And then when it's basically done and ready, I turn it off and either chop or press a clove of garlic into it and stir it around.
Just one?
Just one.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think one time I put too much garlic in it and it was like, wow. Which, in my book, there's really no such thing as too much garlic, but there was a lot of garlic.
And so for those of you out there who haven't made green beans or are trying to look for something to learn how to make, add that into your repertoire. Why not?
Super easy.
Just be careful about the splatter with the oil.
Yes, because when you put water into oil, it splatters a lot. And then as the green beans cook, it does splatter. So I do put a screen on top of my pan.
If you don't have a screen, just be careful. Like, you use your apron and stand back and use your, like, your glass lid.
Your lid. Yeah. Just be careful and cautious when you cook anything, especially oil.
So what would you say, speaking of being careful and cautious, what's the biggest food mistake you've ever made while cooking?
Probably chopping peppers or jalapenos and not washing my hands immediately after with soap and water, and maybe like touching my eye area. I don't think I ever put my finger in my eye because that would have been terrible. But if you don't wash off the oils that come in those hot peppers, your fingertips can start to burn. I think my finger was burning a little bit. And if you touch certain areas of your body, they'll burn too. And it's not pleasant.
That doesn't sound like fun at all.
No. So sometimes even like the other day when I made salsa, I cut the jalapeno using a plastic bag on my hand that it was on the pepper. And then, of course, the knife in my other hand, which could be a little dangerous. So maybe just be really, really cautious when you cut the pepper.
You do that just to make sure that none of the seeds and oils and whatnot got onto your skin.
Yep. So I didn't touch the pepper at all.
The biggest mistake that I ever made in the kitchen, I used to be really clumsy in the kitchen. I'm usually not a clumsy individual, but in the kitchen, because I in college, I basically taught myself how to cook some stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course, my mom and dad taught me some stuff here and there along the way. But in college, I experimented with many things, but in this case, food. And I made a giant thing of sauce for spaghetti for a lot of people. And it made it about a foot and a half before it coated the entire floor of the kitchen.
Oh, no.
I dropped an entire thing of sauce on the floor. And it poured out and took me like 2 hours to clean up.
Oh, my gosh.
It was not fun, but it made me learn about not rushing in the kitchen.
Yes, the kitchen is certainly one place you don't want to rush.
Especially with hot things.
Yes, mm-hmm. Hot things, especially like hot water. If you're moving it from the stove to the sink to pour out like potato water, or like this evening I hard-boiled eggs. So I had to move slowly from the stove to the sink to pour out the water from the hot pan.
And what are you using the hard-boiled eggs for?
For my breakfasts.
Ooh. So what are your breakfasts pertaining to nowadays? I ask you this because I don't know. I'm usually half asleep when you're doing your breakfasts.
I grabbed a granola bar this morning, and sometimes I have a hard-boiled egg and fruit. Or sometimes I have a granola bar and a hard-boiled egg. Just depends.
Nice. I've been trying to cut back on the amount of Pop-Tarts I have for breakfast.
Yes. Lots of sugar, huh?
Lot of sugar. So, like, you get to work and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I need a nap.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But if you have, like, a granola bar and some fruit.
That's what I had this morning.
It's really good. More energy, right?
I wanted some toast, though. I might make some toast tomorrow.
Toast would be good.
Now, if you have toast and it dies and it disappears and comes back, is it ghost toast?
It could be ghost toast.
That'd be spooky.
But how does toast die?
That is an interesting moral philosophy. How do you kill toast?
I don't think you could even kill it by burning it, because I am a weird person. And some, if I put a certain topping on my toast, I like it kind of on the burnt side.
But could you stab the toast? Would that kill it?
No, because that just makes it awesome. If you stab the toast, it basically means you cut the toast in pieces. I don't know. It's weird. Did you know that sometimes when I make toast, depending on what topping I put on it, I like it cut different ways.
Okay. Go on.
So, like, when I was a kid, if I had cinnamon sugar toast, my mom would cut it diagonal, but on both diagonals. So they would be like these little triangles.
So like a giant X.
Yeah, it was okay. A giant X. So like each piece, it was four like triangle pieces. Okay. So I love eating my cinnamon sugar toast like that. But if it's like maybe peanut butter and honey, which is another good thing, sometimes I like it just straight down the middle, not diagonal.
I stopped cutting my bread for a while now. It hasn't been my thing.
Sometimes I feel like not cutting your bread is almost like an adult thing. I don't know. At least when I thought that when I was a kid, like, only kids have their bread cut.
Well, because I eat my peanut butter and jelly, unlike most humans, because mine has three pieces of bread. It's a double-decker of peanut butter and jelly because it's flavorful of awesomeness. I'm not going to cut that in half because then you don't get that explosion of flavor in the middle.
Yes, I see how you make your peanut butter and jelly. You just glob the jelly in the middle in this like circle, and you don't spread it on the bread or on the top of the peanut butter at all.
I let gravity do that for me.
I've never experienced gravity, but I also spread my jelly around the sandwich.
But a lot of times when I'm making my sandwich, I don't normally, like, I want my sandwich done, ready to go, and eat it. I don't necessarily just take all the extra effort into it. It's just giant and monstrous and awesome.
I love that extra effort. Like, oh, I cut it in half. That was a lot of effort. I'm really tired now.
Sometimes it could be. So speaking of things that don't take effort, let's go into this bit of Rhino and the Mailbox of Doom.
Uh-oh.
We're going to open up the email bag and see what exists.
What exists?
So in the last episode, we have asked everybody what their favorite animal to visit at the zoo is. So Rachel, what's your favorite animal to visit at the zoo?
I mean, my favorite animal of all time is the cheetah. So, unfortunately, not every zoo has a cheetah. So, besides the cheetahs, I like tigers. And I also like bears. And
so, cheetahs, tigers, and bears?
Yes. Oh my. The lions sometimes are cool, but only that one time when we got to hear them roar.
We were where? Was it this Detroit or
Calgary?
Okay. We went to a lot of zoos together.
We have been to a lot of zoos, but I like zoos. I mean, I know there's like taboo thing about zoos, but I always enjoy going to the zoo.
Which one had the two brother lions?
Was that in Calgary?
I think it was in Calgary. And there were
like, they're roaring to each other, yeah, or something like that. They're like trying to mark their territory too with the humans outside the cage.
Yeah, you didn't want to be on that side.
Luckily, we were standing behind glass, not chain link fence.
Yeah, it was a bit gross and awkward, but that's the animal kingdom for you.
But I will say one of the best exhibits I have been to was at the oh, goodness. I think it's like the National Washington, D.C. Zoo. And it's technically located in Maryland. How funny is that? But anyway, you walk through and you like get to walk under bats flying all around you. So it was like this cave and it was dark, but they had bats flying everywhere. And that was really fun. And like, I've never been anywhere like that.
How many bats are we talking about? A couple dozen or?
I don't know. It's dark.
Okay. So you just heard a lot of...
I mean, you can still, like, see where you're going. The pathway is lit. And there's, I think, some lights in some of the, like, cavern areas. Mind you, this was when I was in middle school. And I won't tell you how old I am now. So...
Sure.
But it was cool. I've never been to an exhibit since then, seeing that. Every time I see, like, a bad exhibit, I kind of get excited. And then I'm always kind of disappointed. Because you can't walk through with bats flying around you.
Unless you're Christian Bale and you're underneath this waterfall thing.
But that's not at a zoo.
It felt like a zoo with all the people that they had at that party.
You're silly.
So we asked people on Facebook, what's their favorite animal to visit? And some people said grizzly bears and polar bears.
Bears are fun.
Penguins and sea turtles.
Yeah.
We got,
I like those.
Otters.
Always cute.
Mountain goats.
Interesting.
Yeah. Someone said you, as in me. I'm their favorite animal to visit at the zoo.
That person is weird.
It could be. Elephants.
Sure. I like elephants.
Flamingos and otters.
I think I know who posted some of that.
Small children.
Small children. They are sometimes pretty adorable at the zoo.
This one is elephant and rhino.
Yeah.
Or as I like to refer to it as elephino.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Giraffes, monkeys, polar bears, giraffes, prairie dogs, My grandmother said pandas.
Pandas are really cool.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's not something that you see at the typical zoo.
Very specific zoos have pandas.
Yes. Which, I think I've only been to two zoos that have pandas. Does the Detroit Zoo have pandas?
I don't remember.
I don't think so. Because the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. had pandas, and then Calgary had pandas.
The Calgary one had lots of interesting things, including like dinosaur bones and
whatnot. They did have that dino area. That was fun.
It was huge and awesome. so we also got penguins and koalas.
Koalas.
Gorillas, snow leopards.
Ooh.
Polar bears, giraffe, monkeys, and my mother says prairie dogs.
I would say polar bears are fun because I don't think every zoo has polar bears either. I think I've only seen polar bears at the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago.
I think I saw some in Toledo.
Toledo? I'm pretty sure it's Lincoln Park Zoo.
If you've seen
I went to both, bears, Brookfield and Lincoln Park.
If you've seen polar bears at the zoo, let us know which one you've seen them at.
Yeah, because I think that's something cool that definitely you would never see down south at all. Like, no.
Yeah, like, even in the wild, you wouldn't see, like, you might see some prairie dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Giraffes would not really happen down here.
No. Elephants are kind of cool. I think when I was a kid, I liked elephants a lot. But I also, at the zoo, we had one elephant, and you could ride the elephant. So they gave rides to, I think, little kids. I don't think adults could ride the elephant. But you could ride the elephant.
As an adult, that was kind of cool. Would you ride an elephant right now?
As an adult, it depends, because I feel like there's certain countries that allow you to ride an elephant. And in those certain countries, most of the time, those poor elephants are being tortured at the facility that they're being kept at. So I probably would not condone that / participate in that.
So let's say that the elephant is being treated extremely well in a great environment and whatnot. And these elephant ridings are okay and whatnot.
So completely humane and like...
Based on
the
this
elephant
example.
Is super fat because it's treated so well. Fine, I would ride the elephant. Sure.
Right on.
Sure. Why not?
I'd ride a rhinoceros. That'd be an awesome
that
thing.
That would be terrible and terrifying.
But yeah, no one would want me to ride a rhinoceros. That'd be scary.
I'd play with a baby rhino.
That would be cool.
Because they're adorable.
Playing catch with a rhinoceros.
What's the cutest baby animal? I mean, we've discussed this, and like a baby rhino playing with like a baby elephant is pretty like
that would be
pretty freaking cute.
Like people say that giraffes are like baby giraffes, but that's not my
baby
thing.
Baby giraffes are okay. I mean, I like giraffes too, the reticulated kind.
Which is net like for those of you non-animal experts.
Or the Maasai. Well, whatever. Giraffes are fun. I don't know what else is cuter than a baby rhino.
Well, I am.
Oh, you're so cute.
Yeah, I have my moments.
You are Rhino.
That's
rhino.
True. I'm my own awesome rhino. And so that'll conclude the awesomeness of the rhino and the mailbox of doom. Yeah, fun question from last episode.
That is a fun question.
I dug it. So if you have any questions, you can always email us at didyouknowrhino@gmail.com. Check out the Facebook page, Did You Know With Rhino, or tweet at us at didyouknowrhino. That's what's up. It's a pretty cool thing. So lately, you and I have been watching some interesting shows, like Lucifer.
Yes, the next season of Lucifer. Because I think you and I have talked about Lucifer before.
Yes, about he's a detective and the devil.
Yes.
Well, his partner's a detective. He's the devil.
Yes.
The actual devil.
Yes.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
He's handsome.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But you've also been rewatching Heart of Dixie.
Yes, for the... fifth or sixth time.
That's one of your favorite shows.
I love it. It's like an easygoing show that you, especially since you've already seen it, you know what's going on, so you can kind of not pay attention but still follow along, and it's adorable, and there's good music and good characters.
and it's heart of Dixie, so it's like a lot of Southern fun.
Yes, it reminds me of home.
Your home being a small town with some interesting characters?
I'm not from that small of a town, but it reminds me of like Southern ways and stuff that you don't get down here.
Like the mayor having an alligator as a pet?
We're too far south. An alligator as a pet is a really bad idea.
Even if you name him after a movie star and you treat him really well?
Even if you do that.
So what other creatures would you say would make terrible pets in the South?
I feel like a possum, an armadillo. And I said armadillo, you were guys.
Yes.
Snakes, especially poisonous ones.
Yeah.
And pythons, because people get pythons down here and then they're like, oh no, it's too big. And then they just take it to the Everglades and let it run amok.
Amok.
And then they grow really big and they're not indigenous. So then they prey on the indigenous species, therefore killing them. And it's really bad.
So, number one, don't bring a python outside of its natural habitat. Number two, just don't have a python. Number three, don't get rid of the python that you weren't supposed to have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like smaller pythons. I'm sure there's like different sized pythons.
Like a pygmy python?
I have no idea. I'm not a snake expert.
That sounds like a thing.
Which I'm sure there's like a very professional name for a snake expert too.
I am not a snake expert. I am just very charming.
You're silly again.
So what other animals do you say would not be fun for pets?
I'm sure a bat would not be fun for a pet, even though it'd be awesome because they eat a lot of insects. But bats are good to have in the area. Like at my old house, we had a bat house out back for a while. I don't think bats ever really lived in it, but it's kind of cool to support the local bat population. Same with like bees. I don't think bees make good pets, but I like having plants and stuff that support bees.
Bees are awesome.
Because without bees, we would be almost dead because they're the ones that pollinate all of our food.
Yeah, so we need to... What if we were to create some robot bees that pollinated fruit?
There's farms where people actually, because the bees have left or died, that they have to go by and hand pollinate every plant.
No, that's
someone's job because we're killing the bees.
So we should stop killing bees.
Yes.
I also think that like some lizards would be kind of awkward as pets.
Sure. Yeah.
But to each their own.
But I also don't really like animals that live in a cage.
Okay.
Like hamsters and gerbils. Because I had a hamster growing up. And even though I liked her, I just felt like animals that live in a cage is kind of sad. And I feel like this is really weird after talking about how much I love zoos. But but also small animals that live in a cage at home smell.
There is that. So we found out that the branch of zoology, which deals with the study of reptiles and amphibians, including snakes and turtles, is called herpetology.
Herpetology.
Yep. Huh. H-E-R-P-E-T-O-L-O-G-Y.
So if you meet someone and they say, I'm an herpetologist, yep, be like, that's awesome.
Because a herpetologist studies amphibians, not herpes. You need to make that distinction. Gee,
thanks for that distinction, yes. You weirdo.
I need to make sure that people know that it's not what they study.
Okay, but we just said what they study.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Anyways, we're going to take a quick second. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
Did you know with Rhino?
This episode has been brought to you by Everyday Cosplay Finds. Ever wanted to show off your favorite character or group of characters, but don't see things online that match your style? Then check out Everyday Cosplay Finds, bringing cosplay into your everyday. Go to Etsy.com/shop/everydaycosplayfinds for more information. And now back to our show.
Did you know with Rhino?
So lately, you and I have been watching a lot of baseball.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, because also we've been eating out every now and then at a couple of pubs here and there.
Very true.
Watching, what is it, like college baseball and softball? And
we've seen some college softball and baseball and then some Major League Baseball.
So then the question I have for you, my dear, is what's your favorite sport to watch? Now, whenever I ask you these questions, I pretty much already know the answer, but I want the folks out there to know more about you.
Well, are you talking live or on television?
Let's do both. Let's start with television.
On television, the only sports that I can probably stand to watch is male tennis and baseball.
Now, why male tennis versus female tennis?
I don't know. Just female tennis. I don't really follow the stars and the pros. They just don't really interest me. I mean, kudos to them for being amazing in that sport, but I don't know. I've always liked to just the male tennis stars.
Right on. But you're also not a huge, like... So then, what do you like doing as, like, a live sport?
Live sport? I like baseball and ice hockey.
No soccer for you?
Soccer, not so much. I mean, I would love to go to, like, a European football game, soccer game. I like their chants and stuff. That's really cool. But as far as soccer, nah, I don't really follow it.
We should create a soccer chant for me. Like, if I were a soccer team or player, I should have a chant.
Okay.
Like, Ryan, 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 oh, Ryan, Ryan, oh. How's that? Is that good?
That's excellent.
Thank you.
I couldn't think of a better one.
Okay. Or we could be like, did you know with Ryan O, that could be a chant.
For soccer?
I don't know.
Okay.
What if my team was the Ryan O's? Our mascot would be Lion O from Thundercats. Because then he'd be Lion O with Ryan O. Branding. Sup.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm ridiculous.
Yeah, you are.
I like watching... football, baseball, sometimes racing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes golf is fun, too.
Oh, golf on TV is fun. When you're, like, at a bar. Now, would I ever change the channel and be like, oh, golf, this is what I decided to watch? No.
No, but there are some movies that have golf in it that are kind of fun, too.
True.
Like,
there's also sports movies. Like, I'm not a big football person, but there's some good football sports movies, too.
Like which ones? Which ones are you...
I mean, remember, the Titans is really good.
Yes. The Replacements is pretty cool.
Air Bud? I mean, I don't know.
When's the last time you've seen Air Bud? I guess I had that
one movie in mind. Air Bud?
There's Little Giants.
Okay, Little Giants is cute. This is a big green. Is that soccer?
That's soccer.
That's still cute.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
There's also like, so back to like golf movies. There's The Legend of Bagger Vance with Will Smith.
That is good.
And Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Charlize Theron.
Yes. She's lovely.
And then what else? The greatest game I ever played with Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
And there's other people in that movie I just haven't seen in a really long time.
I also like Happy Gilmore.
Oh, sure. See, Ryan brought this story up the other day, and he's like, Happy Gilmore. And then I'm thinking silently to myself, I don't think that counts. And he goes, it totally counts. Like, he read my mind.
It does count.
Sure.
It totally counts.
Of course it does.
It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
All right.
Yeah. I like Adam Sandler movies.
We need to go to an ice hockey game because I don't think we've been to one before together.
Together, correct. I've been to many Red Wings games back in Detroit where I was born and raised.
See, I've only been in Pensacola hockey games, which...
Which hockey games in Florida is always an intriguing statement there. Because you forget that there's a whole bunch of like arena games and stuff like that, but a natural environment to play hockey, Florida is not.
No, but we have hockey teams.
Like the Tampa Lightning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Lightning. And then Orlando has the Solar Bears, which we haven't been to.
Which they're not NHL.
No.
Yeah.
No. I've never been to an NHL game.
We'll have to fix that.
And then we'll document it. I've only been to the local games, which are fun.
Local games for the win.
See, they have chance at those local games. And it's nice because it's nice and cool inside. And also, after the games in Pensacola, they would, of course, run the Zamboni over the ice field. And you could go ice skating afterwards. Which I've only been ice skating like 3 or 4 times in my life, which is in that skating rink.
And you've never been ice skating outside?
No.
That's an experience.
Right. Yeah. Because there's no Zamboni there on a lake or anything.
There is not. It's just you and the ice.
And all of the ice skate cuts in the ice to trip over.
But still, you're outside and it's snowing and it's...
That could be fun.
Even still, so let's say there is an outdoor skating rink that does have a Zamboni and whatnot. Those exist too.
Right. Like in Central Park.
Yeah, but being out there and something like that, that's fun too.
That would be fun.
We'll have to go. I'm going to take you skating outside.
In Canada?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not? You love Canada. My wife loves Canada.
I sure do.
Because it's cold and awesome.
Yes.
Like, Mr. Freeze is cold and awesome. He's a Batman character. Yeah.
If you say so.
I do say
he's a Batman character. To the first part.
Oh, okay. Well, the second part you can't.
The second part I can't refute, but the other part,
But he's cold.
Okay. I can't argue with that one either.
So, we're debating on whether or not Mr. Freeze is awesome or not.
Very true.
Okay. I'd still have to debate.
It depends on which Mr. Freeze you're talking about.
Fair. Because Arnold Schwarzenegger, freeze well, my friend. Yeah, it's ice to meet you, Batman. No. It's fun.
It's terrible.
That movie could have been great.
Which?
Batman and Robin.
You mean the George Clooney one?
Yes.
It could have been great if everything else was different. If we just kept the main title, Batman and Robin, and we changed the entire movie, except the plot. That plot probably could have been fine.
No.
But we just changed everything else about the film. It could have been great.
I liked Uma Thurman.
I don't know that I liked her in that movie. But you know what? All of that stint of Batman movies, the villains kind of suck to me. The acting of the villains.
You didn't like Two-Face Tommy Lee Jones?
He's probably the best one. Because then you have Danny DeVito as, the Penguin.
Uh-huh.
And you have...
Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
She was probably better than Halle Berry's Catwoman.
I
know I'm not even going to win an art... Well, we're not even talking about that. Anyway, then you have Jim Carrey as the Riddler, right?
Yep. And so Tommy Lee Jones is pretty much trying to
act his ass off against him. Well, Tommy Lee Jones is amazing. I like Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. And so then you have Arnold as Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. So like
Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy and some wrestling dude as Bane.
I mean, to be honest.
And then there's Jack Nicholson.
Oh, God. Don't even. No. I mean, to be honest, they're kind of like straight out of Adam West Batman,
like some which sort of I Dick think Tracy
maybe
something.
They were trying to do, because if you really think about it, they kind of fit the bill in a weird way, in a weird modern way.
So like if you made the 1960s Batman very gothic?
Kind of, yeah, in a weird way. I just wonder who, like if we were casting them today, who would we cast?
So given that Robert Pattinson is now Batman...
Okay, let's go with that, sure.
Yeah.
Spoilers, huh?
Yes, for those of you who don't know, here's some news. Edward is now a bat. He went from a vampire to a bat. It took him forever, but it was a thing.
That's fine, whatever.
So if we have to recast these villains today.
Well, I mean, they always put Catwoman as like almost like a Two-Face herself, because sometimes she's a villain in the movie, sometimes she's kind of like helpful, like with Batman.
Yeah, she's just a thief. That's about it. Not really a murderess, just a thief.
A narcissistic thief?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. She's not really into murder.
I don't know.
So let's pick one. Two-Face.
Two-Face?
If they were to redo Two-Face, who would you have play Harvey Dent / Two-Face?
I don't know, but Joaquin Phoenix comes to mind.
But isn't he the Joker right now?
He might be a Joker. Yeah, that's right. He was the Joker. That's why his name comes to mind.
Yeah, because he's doing his own Joker
that's
movie.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of excited for it because I like Joaquin Phoenix. Who else could we play Two-Face?
What about Jake Gyllenhaal?
Ew. No.
No. He's already going to be Mysterio. Oh, we're going to see how that's going to go in the next Spider-Man movie.
That's going to be really weird. I don't know. Jake Gyllenhaal is just... eh.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen him in anything that's been exceptional.
Day After Tomorrow was a thing.
It was a movie. I wouldn't say it's an exceptional movie.
I just said it was a thing.
Okay. Yes, but I said I haven't seen him in anything exceptional.
I'm calling a spade a spade.
That's what you
named. Just a thing.
I can't think of anyone right now.
Okay, we will think about it, and in a future episode, we'll let you guys
maybe,
know
yeah.
who our dream rogues gallery would be.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's something I dream about all the time.
You make faces and whatnot, but I've sometimes dreamt about
that.
Oh,
I don't doubt this. You are a huge Batman fan.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
You married a nerd.
So did you.
Okay.
Just maybe not in a just in a different way.
That happens.
And then, because I'm not a huge Batman fan, but I like Superman.
Yeah. So Lex Luthor. Who would you make Lex Luthor now?
Definitely not that little kid.
Sure.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Okay. If you're going to recast Lex Luthor.
Why are you putting me on the spot like this?
I want to do Jon Hamm as Lex Luthor.
Maybe. Do they have to be bald? And how old is so you want your Lex Luthor?
40.
Okay.
Slightly older than Superman. What's that laugh for?
I was just thinking like Tom Welling is like 40, slightly older than Superman. He could play Lex Luthor. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't want that. Gosh, I really don't know. Rainn Wilson.
Okay. Apparently John Cryer was...
No, he's too skinny.
He's Lex Luthor in Supergirl right now.
No.
Okay.
That show's all wrong. Okay. Anyway, I think Rainn Wilson would be hilarious.
Rainn Wilson's your answer for Lex Luthor.
Yes.
He voiced Lex Luthor in the past two animated movies. Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He should be Lex Luthor.
Okay.
See, I didn't even know that.
There you go.
How crazy is that I pulled his name out of the hat?
I dig it. Nice work. Proud of you.
There wasn't really a hat.
It's a metaphorical hat. It's a metaphorical hat the size of a top hat.
But for the Earth.
Okay.
Because I pulled the name out of thin air.
Ooh, so the Earth has its own metaphorical hat in this situation.
Sure.
Right on. It's creepy. Speaking of creepy things, I'm still mad at our mockingbird.
Andrew?
Yes.
I haven't heard him in a while.
You're lucky.
We heard way worse birds on our walk yesterday.
We've been going on walks lately because we've had more free time together in the mornings.
Yes. And I also wake up at like 6 a.m. and I'm stir crazy.
And so by 7, I'm like, okay, let's go.
So we go for a walk.
So we've been going like 3 or 4 miles on the weekends.
Yep. It's good exercise.
Lots of weird birds.
Yeah.
Like we were listening to other mockingbirds And some mockingbirds almost sound like car alarms, like, ah, 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 ooh, ooh,
burr, 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 no, burr. Like, there was that one mockingbird, and, well, we should be, like, giving Andrew treats for not sounding like that one mockingbird.
What was the sounds it was making?
I'm not going to make sounds, because I make honestly could not even you totally tell you. But they were loud and way more annoying than Andrew.
Which, so we're thankful that our mockingbird doesn't have as much awkward noises as the other mockingbirds.
But why are you angry at Andrew?
Because he woke me up.
This morning?
Yes. After not waking me up for forever, he woke me up again.
Maybe that other mockingbird came over and was like, Ryan, I know you were jealous of me.
And then Andrew was like, nope, he's mine. I'm going to annoy him today. As he twirled his mustache.
Yes. Andrew with his like thin, curly mustache.
And his top hat and monocle. Yeah, if you guys want to draw a picture of that, send it to us. That would be awesome.
Andrew
the Mockingbird. And there should be a song about that, too.
Andrew's already written it.
Oh, sure. Every night. Singing his own song. Hi, I'm Andrew. I'm a mockingbird. Tweet, 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 tweet.
I hope this song tweet. Isn't keeping you awake.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. If it is, I don't care. Tweet, 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 tweet.
Time to get up.
I don't care what time it is. You should be awake listening to me.
Gosh, Andrew, everything isn't all about you.
Yes, it is. I'm a bird. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Well, you know, I really love birds. I don't think I could ever own one because they kind of freak me out up close, I think. But I love birds. You know how, like, every time we're driving, I'm like, oh, bird, bird, bird.
Yeah, but you see, like, birds of prey. So, like, ooh, there's a hawk. Yes. Ooh, there's an eagle. Ooh, falcon.
Yes. Mm. I am always looking at those. And what is my favorite bird of prey at night?
It's the owl.
I love owls. I totally would come back as an owl if I could.
Because hashtag reincarnation.
Yes.
That's a thing. Right on.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I don't really think I believe in reincarnation where, like, I'm going to come back as an animal.
But if you could, you'd choose
an owl. But if I could, I would want to be an owl.
That'd be a hoot.
It would be a hoot and a half.
That's right. Yeah.
And then if I had a grandma owl, it would be a hoot nanny.
It would be a hoot nanny. Oh, gosh. That's my wife. So I guess we have to leave on our... on a fun question of the week.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Rachel, what's going to be our question of the week?
Well, I was wondering because I in the South, you have a lot of slangs or, like, words, phrases that have, like, special meaning, like, bless her heart or... I'm blanking. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, there are lots of slangs and phrases for different cultures. So what's, like, the weirdest slang or phrase you ever heard? And if it's...
Like the cat's pajamas?
Yeah, or... the cat's meow and stuff like that you've ever heard. And what does it mean? Because, I mean, sometimes people say things and you're like, what? What does that even mean? So, yeah, what's the weirdest slang or phrase and what does it mean?
Right on. Well, you heard it here, folks. That's going to be our question of the week. In order to answer that, you could check us out on the Book of Faces, Did You Know, with Ryan O. You could also tweet at us, at Did You Know, Ryan O. Or you could also email us, didyouknowryano@gmail.com for all of your awesomeness and all of your random needs and desires. Anything else you'd like to say to the kids at home?
I think that you should totally participate because there's plenty of ways that he just said of how you can participate. So comment, please.
And you might even win a t-shirt. There's always that option too.
Ooh, a t-shirt.
So with that said, we hope that you always find your awesome, hold on to it, and share it with the world. I've been Ryan O. We'll see you next time.